I think that it's setting it out as a priority, like I said, not just for ourselves, but the partners that we work with. We have a very strong multi-agency partnership approach in Lancashire, and the fact that it's been the emphasis for everybody to make a difference, and people have been willing to work together, that is where you can be most effective. Part of that is to ensure that you're protecting the budget. Like I've said, the public protection unit, making sure that the right people who have the right skills to be able to deal with domestic abuse are still there, are retained when we are having the budget cut in the way that we are. The multi-agency safeguarding hub that I've alluded to, where you can work in partnership and really get involved at the earliest stages. And early intervention is one of the keys that we have. So I think there's a number of ways, I think, that we have worked together with our partners, making sure that the funds are there, the people are there, that I think that other people maybe haven't had this as quite the same priority that we have in Lancashire. But certainly, you know, I can only speak for what's going on here, and I think there's a lot of goodwill that we have had in terms of delivering the approach to domestic abuse, and I think that clearly from the report that's come out, that's bearing fruit. We will ensure that the recommendations that have come out in the report, we will introduce into the strategy that we've got. So, as you've said, reviewing the training that is provided to staff is one of them, but also looking at how we can improve our understanding of stalking, harassment, honour-based violence, reviewing the use of body cameras, innovations such as that, introducing a number of initiatives into what's already going on in Lancashire, and making sure that the welfare of victims and people don't become repeat victims. There's some really clear areas of improvement that we can make. So whilst I'm reassured that we're heading in the right direction with the report that's come out, I'm also pleased that there are opportunities that are being identified for improvement that we really need to make. So it's a good news story in one sense. Like I said, there's no cause for celebration when we're talking about domestic abuse, but at least in Lancashire, I know we're heading in the right direction. Okay, pause.